The Middle East is so important, of course, is oil. There may soon be another. Chief Washington correspondent James Rosen tells us what it is.
Brett, good evening. We are all familiar at this point with the scenes of carnage and upheaval that have been playing out in the Middle East for decades now. But there is one revolution in the Middle East presently underway that you're not seeing on television, and it has to do with the all-important area of energy production. This theater of the new revolution is the Eastern Mediterranean Sea, and specifically the area known as the Levant Basin, where an oil and gas firm based in Houston, Texas, Noble Energy, has been busy building offshore wells and has discovered huge fields of underwater natural gas reserves. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates there to be 123 trillion cubic feet of recoverable natural gas here. To put that in perspective, that is equal to 20 billion barrels of oil, more than 20 times the inventory of our own Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, two of the fields under development by Noble Energy, Israel and Cyprus, are nicknamed Tamar and Leviathan. They alone contain an estimated 24 trillion cubic feet of gas. Israel hopes that within 5 years, Jerusalem and Cyprus will start bringing this gas online, that Israel will become energy independent and, through pipelines, become a gas exporter to the likes of China and India. A major geopolitical shift not going unnoticed in Tehran.
Iran, of course, as Israel's implacable foe, will do all it can do to thwart any activity that allows Israel to become more secure, more prosperous, or remain viable as a sovereign state. And so we might see Iran operating through proxies such as Hezbollah in Lebanon or Hamas in the Palestinian Authority's Gaza Strip to deny Israel and Cyprus the ability to get that natural gas to market.
There is, in short, a significant security component to all of this energy development, and it is fast growing into a battle for Leviathan that could reshape the Mideast balance of power.